Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured segment. And our featured segment this Saturday morning, as usual, it is called Mic Check. And as we continue to celebrate International Women's Month, I do have a true international woman joining me this morning. But before I get into it, the conversation this morning, an in-depth look at women's health and men's health. A look at menopause and andropause. A lot of you may have heard about menopause affecting women, but how many of you have ever heard about andropause affecting men? How does it affect us? What are some of the signs? What are some of the symptoms? What are the difference between menopause and andropause? Joining me this morning, yes, is a well-renowned doctor, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said before, she is a true international woman. And that is why she has now joined us here on Grooving Radio. Her name is Dr. Marcia Harris. Who's Dr. Marcia Harris? Well, Dr. Harris is currently the medical director of Wellness Restoration Center in New York City. She attended Pace College, yes, where she obtained a BS in chemistry. She later graduated from Columbia University of Physician and Surgeon with a MD degree. Yes, indeed. Her training includes internal medicine at Harlem Hospital, followed by OBSGYN at the New York Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Yes, indeed. Dr. Harris ran a private practice in Manhattan on the East Side, and she has now joined us. Welcome, Dr. Marcia Harris. How are you this morning, Doc?
I am wonderful, Rascal.
As we celebrate, well, let me say happy International Women's Month. You know, it was on March 8th, I think it was 1975, that the United Nations first recognized International Women's Day. Hence, years later, you women have a month, an entire month to celebrate. So happy International Women's Month, huh?
Well, thank you. And I'm really happy that they did that because, you know, in the general overall scheme of things, that you all look after men more than you look after women.
Wow. We do? They do? They do?
Absolutely.
But think about this. Women got the month of March. African-American got the month of what? February, which is the shortest, month. So you guys are ahead of us already. So don't say that they take care of the men more than the women. I think they got they sneak that one in there on us. As we look at women's health first this morning, Dr. Harris, and I want to get into the men's health part of it because us as men, we tend not to want to talk about this part of it. But we hear about menopause all the time. What is menopause and when does a woman start experiencing menopause? Is there like a set time?
Well, menopause is actually the cessation of menses. In other words, you know, puberty, young girls start growing up. Their hormones start working. Mm-hmm. And as the hormone works, they develop all these secondary characteristics, and one of the things that happens is they get their period and so are able, when the time comes, to have babies, to procreate. Mm-hmm. Now, menopause is the opposite end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Where as we get older, and believe it or not, it actually starts earlier than most people believe, because the average age is about 51. But it's actually perimenopause starts as early as 40.
Wow.
The hormones start declining. And as the hormones decline, we start getting symptoms of this supposed cessation, you know, when the menses go away for a whole year, then you're said to be in menopause. Mm-hmm. But you start having symptoms as early as sometimes as much as 10 years before.
Wow. What are some of the symptoms that a woman sees and recognizes and knows that there might be menopause?
Well, you know, let's put it this way. Let me back up and put it a little differently. Our hormones are responsible for more than 4 100 functions in our body. Mm-hmm. Because there are hormone receptors in every single cell in the body. Your mm-hmm. brain cell, your heart cell, your skin cell, okay, your kidney cells, all the cells in your body have hormone receptors. So as the hormones start declining, mm-hmm. all the cells in the body start getting affected, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you my story, because I used to be, I was so bad in terms of my symptoms, most of which for me at the time they started was not the things most people think about when they think about menopause, which are usually things like hot flashes and night sweats and vaginal dryness and, mm-hmm. you know, insomnia. I mean, I'm sure those of you listening, those men listening with wives and those women listening know what I'm talking about. Oh, it's hot. Let's open the window. No. Close them. It's too cold. Mm. And this goes on, you know, interminably. Well, what happens with perimenopause, going into menopause, is that as we start losing our hormones and the cells start getting affected, we start having all these symptoms. Hot flashes, night sweats, insomnia, mood swings, irritability, brain fog, anxiety. I can keep on going. I know for me, it one day when I was screaming at everybody, my then husband looked at me and said, "Damn, mm-hmm. why don't your period just come already?"
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Wow. And sorry.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, go ahead.
2 weeks of the month, mm-hmm. I was the nicest person. Mm-hmm. And for the 2 weeks just before my period, nobody could stand me. Mm. But it's all hormonal. Mm-hmm. It's all hormonal. And then as enough of a decline happens that you get into now, really get into menopause, then everything takes off. Now, the thing is, with women, we come down a little bit, but what we actually do is we crash and burn. Okay?
Wow.
We lose our hormones and we get some symptoms, but right around 50, it might be 48, might be 52, whatever, we literally crash and burn. Like, everything goes south. And our period, when the period stops, then we actually are in full blown, quote unquote, menopause. The hormones stop working.
Mm. No, you said something very, very interesting that I want to talk about. You talk about the emotional piece of it, the screaming and the unhappiness, and the you get angry.
And irritable, angry, anxious, depressed, lose your memory, brain fog. I mean, I can keep on going. It can be bad.
You know, Dr. Harris, and I do wonder why a lot of women, when they get to this level, when they get to this stage, is there like a denial that they don't want to go and find out? They don't want to know if this is menopause. And then how long of a period does this last in terms of timeline?
Well, mm-hmm. That's just it. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are actually women who go through this, and it's very few of them, maybe 5 to 10% mm-hmm. of women who go through this phase with very little symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Never get a hot flash, remain the sweetest person,
mm-hmm.
never, you know, lose their libido. Never get dry. I mean, there are women who actually go through this totally unscathed.
Mm.
But in general, 80 to 90% of women have symptoms. Now, you're saying, is it denial? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's denial. I would say it's lack of knowledge. Because as a gynecologist, mm-hmm. it never hit me that I was being quote-unquote hormonal until my husband said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
he's right.
Mm-hmm.
It is, oh my, I mean, that's when it hit me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say it's denial. I would say maybe, at least for most people, that it's actually not denial. It's lack of knowledge. It's lack of awareness.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with you with the lack of awareness. But here's why I say denial. And you mentioned something that it's even gonna make my case a little bit stronger, that some women are in denial that they're going through menopause. You said, quote unquote, and tell me if I'm wrong, you said that some women, very small percentage, go through this unscathed. They don't lose anything, like, you know, down there is always up and running and wet and everything and everything. But then, Dr. Harris, 2 weeks out of the month or 3 weeks out of the month or any little thing will tick them off. And they goes into this anger rage. And they're nice people. But then they go into this anger rage. And then you may be thinking, wow, she may be going through menopause and she don't know. Because tomorrow, she's the sweetest person. Or next week, she's the nicest person that you could ever find. So that could be a thing where they don't know because they haven't lost a thing. So, because you're telling them, babe, you might be going through menopause, you know. And because they haven't lost a thing, because they talk to Mary down the road or they talk to Judith up the road, and Judy's going through menopause and she's dry and she's this and she's that. But Suzanne is not experiencing what Judith is experiencing. So Suzanne is not thinking that she's menopausal too. Could that be such the case sometimes?
Oh, that happens all the time. That happens all the time. As I said, you have to think of it. Because I know, even though it was happening to me, I wasn't aware. I didn't think of it until it was pointed out to me. Now, one of the problems with that, Rasclam, is the fact that most gynecologists, we're not taught about menopause. We're literally not. We have one lecture in medical school and none in our training, none in our residency. We're literally not taught about this. Okay? So we don't address it either. In other words, you would think any woman that comes into a gynecologist 40 or 45 or 50 years old, the doctor would ask about this and would try to address it. But that usually does not happen because of the fact that we're not taught about this.
Indeed.
I found out about this for me when I started going through menopause and I became insufferable. I went out there and said, okay, there's got to be something that can fix this. There's got to be something we can do. Let me find it. I found it for me. And one other thing, if you think about it, we still go through menopause, as I said, around 50. We now are living as women 30 and 40 years beyond that.
Right.
Oh, your great-great-great-grandmother and mine didn't live past 50. Because if she didn't die in childbirth, she died because of infection. There was no penicillin.
Right.
Or she died because of bad water or whatever. We did not live past 50. Okay. So by the time you started getting these symptoms, et cetera, it was time for you to die. Now we're living a third or more of our lives in this period. So it has become increasingly important.
Indeed, indeed. You know, for those who are texting me and asking me, Rasclem, how did you stumble up on this conversation? Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. It is Groovin' Radio. And for those who are on GroovinRadioNY.com, don't log off. If you're on Reggae King Radio, don't log off. If you're on Island Flavor Radio, don't log off. 92.5 FM in Bergen County. It is Groovin' Radio. We're talking menopause. 98.9 FM in Mount Vernon. We're talking menopause. And we will be talking andropause that affects men. Right now we're talking about what affects women. I'm not leaving the men out of this, because this is where, And this is how this conversation came up this morning, because I want to talk about andropause. And Dr. Aris sent me a little recording, not more than about 2 minutes long. And when I listened to it, I said to myself, wow, this is very interesting, because maybe I am going through andropause. Maybe because of what I'm experiencing in my life, it could be andropause. So it leads me to call Dr. Aris and struck this conversation. And because it's International Women's Month, we cannot leave the woman out there. We cannot leave the women out there, because of the fact of the matter, a lot of us heard about menopause, but we have not heard about andropause. Just like how we hear about breast cancer, and we think that breast cancer only affects women, it also affects men at a lower rate. But all these things are connected, ladies and gentlemen. So I would like to say thanks to everyone who are engaged in the conversation this morning. Is there anything else you would like to share, Dr. Aris, about menopause before we go into andropause?
Well, the only thing I would like to say is that because of the fact that every cell has hormone receptors, we really should treat the menopause, quote unquote, because we have a ways to go. We have life ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you don't treat it, a lot of the cardiovascular things that we suffer, and cardiovascular means the things that happen to your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the things that happen to your brain, the Alzheimer's, and the memory loss, and the things, all of those things are related to our hormones.
Right.
So if you replace the hormones, then the incidence, for example, of things like Alzheimer's goes down. Mm. In other words, women who replace hormones don't get Alzheimer's. Now, one of the problems is that everybody looks at and have heard about hormone replacement therapy as if it was a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, at the turn of the century, there were these two very large studies. One was with 66,000 women, and one was with 40,000 women, where they decided, you know, my profession decided, oh my God, we're not treating menopause, we need to start treating it. And they did so. They started treating it. However, they were treating it with horse's urine and synthetic stuff. Yeah, I said
wow.
Horse's urine and synthetic stuff. Matter of fact, it's still out there. For those of you listening to me who are still on Premarin, you're taking horse's urine pills every morning.
Wow.
Premarin, pregnant mare's urine. They didn't even try to hide it.
Wow. Wow. It's interesting. And ladies, I do hope you're listening, and I do hope that you're learning something this morning and you're paying close attention to this conversation, because not too often in our community, not too often on any of our platforms, you hear these conversations taking place, ladies and gentlemen. My special guest this morning, I'm amplifying the voice of Dr. Marcia Aris right here on Grooving Radio. Yeah, she's a gynecologist. And you know, woman goes to gynecologist. The conversation this morning, menopause and andropause. We're in our menopause segment, and we're just about to wrap the menopause segment before we go into the andropause segment. Now, Dr. Aris, woman goes to gynecologist. Where do men go?
Well, men will go to their urologist. However, they're even worse than the gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't recognize most urologists. Again, it's a defect in our training. Most urologists don't even recognize andropause as a syndrome.
Mm.
Literally don't recognize it, which doesn't make any sense. Okay? Literally, our hormones, men's hormones, do for men the same thing and more that female hormones do for females.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, as I said earlier, we are fine most of the time we're menstruating, and then when we stop or we get close to stopping, we fall off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
With men, y'all start losing your hormones as early as 25 or 30.
No. Repeat that, Dr. Harris. Repeat that.
You want me to repeat it?
Yes.
I'll repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
Men start losing their testosterone and their DHEA and their growth hormone and the hormones that are significant in keeping you all where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You start losing it as early as 25 and 30 years old. I had a 29-year-old in my office a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm,
with a testosterone level of 190. When you were 18, Rasclem, your testosterone level was 1,200.
Wow.
1,200. Wow. This man is 29 years old. His testosterone level was 190. Now he had mitigating factors. He was on drugs and he was doing a whole lot of things which will affect your level,
mm-hmm,
which is why he lost it all by 29. But
wow,
naturally, normally, men start losing their hormones as early as 25, 28, 29, 30. The thing with men and the difference between andropause and menopause and difference between men and women is that with men, the loss is incremental,
mm-hmm,
meaning it's a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's a little bit at a time, the curve is not as steep as with the women. Because,
mm-hmm,
we fall off a cliff. We go bang,
mm-hmm,
and that's it when the period stops.
Mm-hmm.
With the men, it's a little bit at a time. It's half to 1% a year. So your curve comes down. It's like a gentle slope,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to a steep hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And because of that, because it's a gentle slope, you adapt. You accommodate. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, because it's a little at a time, you're kind of, okay, so my energy is not 100%, it's 98%. Oh, well, you know. And then next year, it's down to 95%. But you're still, oh, well, because you're adapting and you're accommodating to the level where you are.
Or because we think that, you know what, we can go down to John Brown health food store and we can buy a power drink and we say we're going to power up and we're going to get back the 2% that we lost. Not knowing that this is a sign that we're now declining in a certain area. We're losing our testosterone at a very early time. You know, again, Dr. Harris, does this have anything to do? And men, gentlemen, I am in your segment now. We're talking andropause. And one of the signs is that you begin to lose your testosterone. And once you start to lose your testosterone, if it's not taken care of. But how can we ensure, though, before we go any further? So we're losing our testosterone. And we're losing it at younger age now. Can we do anything, Dr. Harris, to ensure that we can build back up our testosterone when we start losing it? What can we do? And I'm not talking about going out now and buying any blue pill or red pill or brown pill. I'm not talking anything like that. I'm talking about healthy-wise. Is there anything that men can do when they start losing their testosterone to rebuild it?
Well, not just that men can do, but we all can do. And it's all lifestyle change. As I said,
mm-hmm,
this gentleman that I saw at 29 years old,
mm-hmm,
his lifestyle between what he smoked, what he drank, all the stuff he was shooting up with, et cetera, his lifestyle was such that he was making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we definitely can make a difference in terms of keeping up our nutrition,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Exercising properly,
mm-hmm,
drinking enough water and hydrating on a regular basis, sleeping,
mm-hmm,
you know, for resting for adequate periods,
mm-hmm,
our breath, our breathing, making sure that when we breathe on a regular basis several times a day, we expand our lungs all the way,
mm-hmm,
like down to our diaphragm,
mm-hmm,
you know. Yeah, there's a lot of things we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we keep up, and everybody I know literally on this that's listening to us know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. but we don't think it's important, so we don't do it. We go out there, and we eat the garbage, we eat the junk, we eat the sugar, we drink the liquor, mm-hmm. we do all of the above. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying never to drink.
Right.
You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you do it temperately or in moderation.
Indeed.
Okay, then you don't get the effects that it brings on.
Yes.
If we do it like the way we do.
All right.
For example.
Doc, one second. Let's pause for a moment. It's 11 a.m. Station ID, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Paris Hammond.
East. And this is the original credit.
Yo, this is Mr. Vegas.
Busy Signal, I represent. You see?
Yo, you know, it's Chris Martin.
You know, I'm the Oogler represent, you know.
Hi, this is Marcy Griffiths.
This is Max Zapriest.
This is Mikey Spice.
Listen, Ascensia.
I sing a melody representing.
Blessed love and honor. This is Janine.
Yo, this is Bunchy Garland, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
We're grooving on radio. The Rasclem, keep it locked. IKEA said that.
Thank you very much, guys. Yes, you're listening to Groovin' Radio here on GroovinRadioNY.com, ReggaeKingRadio.com, IslandFlavorRadio.com, CaribZoneRadio.com. We're also on the Tony Culture Time app, 92.5 FM in Bergen County and 98.9 FM in the Westchester area. Future FM, we welcome all our listeners. Our conversation this morning, as we amplify the voice of Dr. Marcia Harris, we're talking men's health and women's health. We are in now the men's health segment. We spoke about in the first half an hour, menopause for women, and now we're talking about andropause for men. Men are losing their testosterone at a very young age. Dr. Harris was just about to tell us that, yes, she's telling us that we can, you know, eat healthy, stop the whole lot of drinking, exercise more. Continue, Dr. Harris, continue.
Okay. Well, the same things that apply to women apply to men, as I said. The only difference is that with men, it happens more gradually. So because it happens more gradually, men tend to accommodate. However, it's really, as a matter of fact, literally you lose 10% per year.
Wow.
10% each, not per year, I'm sorry,
right.
Per decade,
mm-hmm.
per 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
10% per decade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Is the loss. As a matter of fact, think about it, Rasclem.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a man at 40 or 45 or 50 who had a stroke?
Yes.
Or who had a heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
Or who, and I'm sure you can think of more than one.
Yes.
Now think about a woman. Women don't do that. We don't catch up with you all because we lose our hormones after you do. So
mm-hmm.
you women don't have heart attacks and strokes and what have you till they get to 55 and 60 and 65 and 70.
Right.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm. You know, doctor.
All of that is hormonally related.
Mm.
Our hormones protect our cardiovascular system.
Right.
Our hormones protect our brain.
Mm-hmm.
The hormone actually is protective.
Mm-hmm.
Of every single cell in your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Harris, for a man now, and I know losing their testosterone, it can be very, very frustrating. And mentally, it also affects us. But one of the things that I know for a fact is that for men, when you start losing your manhood, one of the things that, you know, men, they will recommend is that you go to see your doctor. Yeah? Go see your doctor. And they will tell you, go do a prostate test. Go do a prostate exam. Whether you do the blood test or you do the other way around. And depending on your PSA number, the way it come back. And that's when they're looking for, like, prostate cancer and stuff like that. And if you don't have prostate cancer, but you're losing your manhood down there. And, you know, this is when you should be very, very concerned. Because mentally, Dr. Harris, it plays with men. It plays with men a lot. But then, I want you to talk about how it plays with men mentally. But then, What should women do in terms of supporting their man when they get to this stage, Dr. Harris? A man is losing his testosterone. He's losing his manhood. He feels he feels bad. And mentally, he's affected. That's a sign of andropause?
It is a sign of andropause. Absolutely, it's a sign of andropause. Mm-hmm. It means, as I said, your hormones are declining and everything is going down, because everything it affects in the woman, and then some, it affects in the man as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, I mean, can you play football the way you used to play football?
Not at all.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the 18 and the 20 and the 30-year-olds are out there hitting the ball every weekend,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you go out there now and do it, you can't last as long as them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your energy, your muscle strength, your muscle toning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your weight gain. And the thing is, again, men, even more than women, gain the weight in the belly. And that belly fat produces mostly estrogen, not testosterone. So you're getting female hormone from your belly fat, man.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm.
Hello?
Wow.
All right.